There was a certain minor sense of relief in the air when it was announced that an agreement of sorts had been reached to balance the Michigan budget. An agreement, that is, between Speaker of the House Andy Dillon, a Democrat, and his counterpart, Mike Bishop, the thoroughly Republican majority leader of the state Senate. The sense of relief stems from the fact that those Michiganders who happen to be sane do not want a state government shutdown 2 weeks from today. Besides being disruptive, a shutdown of any length would send this message to the rest of America. These people in Michigan are dysfunctional, incompetent wackos. You don't want to even think about moving to the state or relocating a business there. However, there is reason to think that this budget deal may not be a done deal at all. The governor was completely cut out of the action, and if she refuses to sign it, it isn't happening. Most of the legislature was also kept in the dark, and many Democrats plainly aren't happy. However this all turns out, what's happened up to now indicates that whatever you think of the main actors, Michigan's government and the entire budget process is indeed highly dysfunctional. Essentially, so far as I can tell, this budget agreement is an agreement between two of the 148 legislators, Dillon and Bishop, and each has his own agenda. Bishop wants a GOP nomination for Attorney General next year. Right now, he's an underdog. Most of the party establishment prefers former Congressman Bill Schuette. Bishop wants to be able to say that he balanced the budget without raising taxes. Not raising taxes has become the holiest sacrament, by the way, in the Republican religion. Andy Dillon has an agenda, too. Regardless of what he may say, he's thinking about running for governor, which would mean taking on Jennifer Granholm's favorite, Lieutenant Governor John Cherry. Dillon is more conservative than the average Democrat, both on economic and social issues. He also wants to say he got a deal done and hopes he can finesse the details to make it look like Democrats did prevail in a few areas, such as the Michigan Promise College Scholarship Grant, which Republicans want to completely destroy. Both men also share a sense of exasperation, if not contempt, for the vacillating weakness of the governor. Normally, governors are the leading force in negotiations like this. This time, Jennifer Granholm seems to have been cut out of the process. She isn't happy, and if she doesn't sign it, it isn't happening. There may also be a revolt by legislative Democrats, who are appalled that the deal makes massive cuts in education, health care, and public safety, and produces no new revenue whatsoever. Nor is it clear that this budget is really balanced, since the deficit is still greater than the spending cuts and the stimulus money combined. How this will all play out is anyone's guess, but keep in mind that things are still unsettled and our state is still in trouble. And don't forget, they're going to have to do this all over again next year, and it may be much worse. The stimulus money, you see, will all be gone.